Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K-Rose 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. I'll get a good view of what's going on in Las Vegas in December. Penn State's going to be playing in the Continental Tire Las Vegas Classic, December 22nd and 23rd. In hoops, it's also announced today that Penn State will be hosting DePaul at the Jordan Center Tuesday, November 17th, in the Dave Gavitt inaugural Big Ten Big East tip-off. We were talking about Las Vegas earlier. It's a transient town. It is a tourist town. It's also one that has leagues, not Major League Baseball and not the NFL. But the NHL is over the top interested in Las Vegas, and there is certainly interest in from the NBA. And basketball's done well because of what UNLV has done there. They've shown if you win, they will show up. The NHL, nobody knows. Yet Gary Bettman is really sold on going to Las Vegas, even though research says there are only 91,000 NHL fans in the area. They have sold 11,000 season tickets already. They needed to get 10. They have 11,000. They're still selling them. Now, they've done this over a period of time, relatively short period of time, but it's not like when the Atlanta Thrashers were available and the Winnipeg Jets said, you know, Winnipeg said, we're going to buy them and move to Winnipeg, and they sold 20,000 season tickets in 17 minutes. They love their club. Love their club. So, they're going after it. The question is now, and a second Toronto team? Yeah, I mean, look, Toronto, the Toronto Maple Leafs, by the way, are the single most valuable franchise in the NHL are the Toronto Maple Leafs in terms of pure market value. And they claim that there's another 500,000 to a million people that would be absolutely interested in a second team. So Toronto may end up with two teams. And it's interesting because you've got teams in Phoenix. I mean, the Florida team. You know, does New York need three teams? The Islanders? I mean, for all practical purposes, move the Florida Panthers out. And in all seriousness, you know where they would thrive as a franchise? Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Saskatoon built an arena a long time ago in hopes of doing something. It's in a perfect spot where you see how the Winnipeg Jets have taken off? Well, the same thing would happen in Saskatoon. There's so much distance between there and Winnipeg and so much distance between there and Calgary. An NHL team would thrive there. Put another team in Quebec City. That would give you nine Canadian teams, and if you go with Toronto as a second NHL team there, you'd have 10 Canadian teams. There's nothing wrong with that.
Was there six right now?
Seven.
Seven.
Do you really need a team in Miami? Do you really need a third team in New York? Do you really need a team in Carolina? Do you need a team in Tampa Bay? I think you need some sort of southern presence somewhere because you're trying to garner some TV ratings. So I would keep Tampa Bay. But take, for example, if you put a team in Las Vegas, do you need a team in Arizona? Really?
Well, the whole idea for the hockey in the South in the first place was because of the mass exodus from the north of hockey fans as they got older.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the issue with that, Kevin. You know what they've done in Nashville and in Tampa for the playoffs? You have to show you have a driver's license that you actually live in Tennessee or in Florida to get the single game playoff tickets, because they're trying to avoid Blackhawk fans and Red Wing fans, two incredibly rabid fan bases, from invading your building.
See, that's what I would think would be the problem. And I think in Major League Baseball, don't the Rays have that issue where they have...
The Rays have that issue, and there's a lot of talk they're going to move to Montreal.
I mean, they have a lot of fans down there, but not a lot of fans for Tampa Bay. They get a lot of fans to the game, but not to see the Rays. They get to see whoever the Rays are playing.
If you're like a Yankee fan, all the time.
Yeah. If you're a Yankee fan and you move to Florida, that's your chance to see the Yankees.
Oh, if I lived down there and the Red Sox were in town, I'd be going over there. You don't think I'm sitting there going to be wearing a TB hat, do you? No. You know, I used to wear a TB hat all the time, Tampa Bay Rays hat. Taylor Battle. I said, I know the TB stands for Taylor Battle.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But Penn State's going to open. Not open. It's not going to be the opener. Penn State's going to host DePaul Jordan Center Tuesday, November 17th, part of the Big East Challenge. And they're in the Las Vegas Basketball Classic December 22nd and 23rd. I know. You're sitting there saying, what does that mean for the show?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that, actually.
Yeah, always that's all I think about. Don't worry about it when we find out the times. It's Christmas week. Yeah, like flying on Christmas Eve.
Steve Jones, Santa, Steve Jones.
Same thing. Same thing. Believe me. For all of you who are parents, you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
What?
Maybe you'll do an appearance on Talk to Santa this year. Maybe Santa will have to check in with you on Christmas Eve.
As before.
It's not what I heard.
He's checked in with me before. It's always good to talk to SC when I get a chance. Always good.
Well, by the way, the update on the Jameis Winston story we talked about last hour, university has said they're going to try and help the NCAA wherever they can, even though the NCAA hasn't even had anything to say about it.
Right. It's, yeah.
Oh, and of course, the Florida State... Jimbo says he didn't know anything about it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
There's a shocker. We're all sitting back in our chairs now. Can't imagine that.
I got to give him credit. Except for play calling, he appears to be clueless almost everywhere else.
Sorry if I surprised you so much and you're driving right now and you just drove off the side of the road knowing Jimbo said he didn't know anything about it. I hope that didn't cause a problem.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, he's aware of it. Now, look, I want to be fair about one thing about coaches, and this includes Jimbo Fisher. On a football team, you're going to have 125 players. Basketball team, you're going to have 13, maybe a couple of walk-ons. Maybe you get it to 15, okay? So 125 and let's say 15. Unless you hire a private detective that is following around each one of the players, you're not going to have any idea with what's going on in their lives. You can find out from the academic advisor whether they're attending class because such records are kept. You can find out what they're doing grade-wise. You know, there's certainly some control over, look, you know, we're going to be doing these team functions. We're going to be doing some charity work, things like that. Those are all things that you can account for. But you can't account for everything a player is doing. They have a private life. They're allowed to go downtown and get a bite to eat. They're allowed to go out and date. They're allowed to do whatever, okay? But there's so... I realize that the money that coaches make is astronomical. Thus, they should be all-knowing and all-seeing. You are in charge of the program. Yes, you are in charge. But at the same time, you have to be realistic. You don't have 125 angels. You don't have 125 Phi Beta Kappas. You don't have 15 Phi Beta Kappas in basketball or 15 angels. You're going to get a cross-section of society in youth on your football team or your basketball team, just like you're going to get across campus. I mean, it's only, you know, if there's a series of transgressions, okay, remember the incident with the fraternity here, which was absolutely ugly. Now, is that Dr. Eric Barron's responsibility? He's the president of the university, isn't he? But you don't hold, for obvious reasons, a university president to the same standard as you do a coach. Now, obviously, a coach has fewer people, but 125 is still a big, big number. That's a huge number. And again, unless you're unless you have a private detective following them all around. Now, once you find out about stuff, how do you handle it? And that's where Jimbo Fisher has to be held accountable. You can talk to them till you're blue in the face about, look, make good choices, do this, do that, do this, do this, don't do that, don't do that. You can talk to them all the time about that stuff. But guess what? Well, once they're out there on their own, you'd spend a lot of time hoping that they heard what you told them. Fair enough? And so there has to be some fairness. When it comes to something like that, there has to be some fairness of at least a realization that you can't track 125 guys. There'll be some fairness and realization you can't track 15 guys. There has to be, they have to have some personal responsibilities themselves. Now, how do you react once you find out there's an issue? Because you have to do two things, Kevin, when you're disciplining. Number one, you have to discipline to send a message to the young man, right? But you also have to send a message to the rest of the team as to how you handle it. When you discipline a player, you're not just disciplining the player and sending a message to the player. You're disciplining that player, sending him a message, and sending the rest of the team as to how it's going to be treated. That you're serious about what goes on around here. Now, that you can be held accountable for. That you can be held accountable for. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, let me guess. It's Hyundai.
It's Hyundai!
Hyundai!
It's a month-long celebration, 100 years in the making, at Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Hyundai!
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Save over $11,000 on new 2014 Genesis R-Spec 400-horsepower luxury sedan. Celebration savings with 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2015 Hyundai Sonata Hybrids and $1,000 in bonus cash. 10-year powertrain warranty coverage and 37-mile-per-gallon combined average equal unmatched value and savings. Celebration savings on all 2015 Elantra SE and Limiteds with 0% for 60 months and $1,000 in bonus cash. And, of course, a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And 2015 Elantra starting at $16,988 plus tax and tags. This celebration is going on all month long only at your home for Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Check out our inventory 24/7 at sunburymotors.com.
All rebates to dealer with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for complete details.
Well, we've made it through another winter. Time to get outside and soak up some of nature's sunny vitamin D. And that can only mean one thing. It's springtime in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Time to relax in the sun as you enjoy a bike tour of the battlefield on a warm, beautiful day. Time to dust off the clubs and hit the links. Time to reconnect with good friends over a glass of locally handcrafted wine. Now this is what weekends were invented for. Visit DestinationGettysburg.com to plan your springtime experience. And you thought we were just history.
Go Hunt PA to enjoy the outdoors, to be with family and friends, or to put food on the table. Whatever the reason, the Pennsylvania Game Commission invites you to Go Hunt PA. Log on to GoHuntPA.org to find information on wildlife, hunting, licensing, and much more. While you're there, subscribe to their email service to get all the latest news, like informing hunters that the Game Commission now offers an entirely online hunter-trapper education course for people 16 and older. Go Hunt PA. Visit GoHuntPA.org.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Ryan Howard homered last night, and that's still not good enough. This, nothing pleases you.
I'm expecting more than one homer every 4 weeks.
But you got to be able to hit the first one to hit the second one.
He had a good night last night. What was it? 2 for 3, scored a couple of times, knocked in a few at once if you're going to be that productive.
What's your guy Utley doing so far in his final half season with the Phillies?
He had a pretty decent day a couple of days ago. Not sure about anything else.
You're still banking on the one game where he hit 2 home runs?
Well, that's one more home run than Howard's hit.
I understand that, but, I mean, you know, this is his final 2.5 months with the team. He ought to, you know, kind of celebrate it here.
He is,
what are you going to do with it?
He is
what
definitely
are you
going to
do
struggling.
With his jersey?
He is definitely struggling at $1.09.
What are you going to do with his jersey?
It's not a jersey. It's a T-shirt.
Oh, so, what are you going to do?
I'll still wear it.
Why don't you buy stuff like generic stuff?
I still have my Jim Thome jersey.
All right. Just wondering. Just wondering.
Now, Howard is... let's see, 5 for 46, hitting .109 with a stolen base, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks, 9 RBIs, and a couple of homers.
Yeah. There you go.
It's not an overly productive season, but it's early.
All right. Just wondering.
See, here's the difference between a guy like Chase Utley and Ryan Howard. I've seen Chase Utley go through these stints before and then come out on the other side and still hit .273, you know, almost .300 at times. I have not seen Ryan Howard come out of a stint like that. And also, Chase Utley is making some really decent plays in the field, too, including one that was just a beautiful leaping grab.
Okay.
I still think, though, that he is probably one of, especially if he starts hitting, one of the guys the Phillies may look to send out west somewhere. Whether it's San Diego or the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers would make the most sense because that's where he's, you know, out from where he's from.
You go wherever they send you.
Well, but he does have that no trade clause.
Yeah, well, may have a no-trade clause, but I like to have a win clause.
Well, and that's the other thing. Knowing if you're Chase Utley, knowing that time is running out in your career, and let's be honest, that's not, you know, being cold. It's just the way it is. Do you want to go to a winner? And if the Dodgers,
absolutely.
If he feels the Dodgers will be that move, then I would not be surprised if that happens before the deadline.
Absolutely, you want to go to a winner. My goodness. Well, you definitely want to go to a winter. Now, it would then be crushing to have that end of the career baseball card indicate, you know, somewhere else at the end. You don't play your entire career with one team.
As long as you get something decent for him, I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great. Yeah. That's the key. See, if they could have gotten something for Troy,
I might have been okay with that then.
No, you wouldn't have.
No. I would have. Now, if they would have released him and he would have gone somewhere else, that's not the same.
All you Steeler fans wanted to canonize the guy. Let's put up statues and things like that.
You have to admit the guy played outstanding at the right times. Let's use a Steve Jones term: money on the table. When money was on the table, he was the guy you wanted to make the play because he would.
In his prime, yes.
Agreed.
Against Denver, he lost that one. Yes. Ravens playoff game, not good. I mean, you know, like I said, in his prime, as I've said repeatedly, one of the top five players in the league, period, regardless of position, top five. Rookie year, not great. Last 3 years, no. 6 years, outstanding. 6 years, the best of the best. You were riveted to Twitter last night about the schedule release, and there was major disappointment for understanding Twitter that not all 16 games are at Heinz Field.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, every game should be a home game. By the way, this just in, the Cowboys have suspended Greg Hardy 10 games without pay.
Okay. I don't think that Adrian Peterson, by the way, ends up with the Cowboys.
Now the Vikings say they don't want to move him anywhere.
Well, we already talked about that. All right, final half hour of the show coming up. Our thanks to Tim King for joining us to talk about the Penguins-Rangers tonight and the NHL in general. Come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin's been driving another great Sunbury Motors vehicle this week.
I'd like to tell you about it, but I think there's a conspiracy. Okay, now I got it working. The 2015 Hyundai Sonata, and it is a hybrid this time around that we're talking about. It has a lifetime warranty on the battery, and it will actually tell you as you're driving if you're driving a little more fuel efficient. With the Blue Drive technology, it limits the carbon footprint even more. It helps you to use the driving capabilities of the car to match what you're doing to try and make the battery a little bit more efficient as well. And on average, it looks like about $10 or $12 is what it would cost to drive back and forth to work if your commute's about 30 minutes, $10 to $12 a week. And right now, with all the savings and 0% financing available, you could save as much as $6,000 on the 2015 Sonata Hybrid. Find out more at sunburymotors.com and Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. You can also see the vehicle specs with my Facebook page or at Kevin Herr on Twitter.
All right, so there you go. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. I believe that we've been essentially told that, we're done in terms of promoting the golf tournament.
Yeah, it appears that way. For a good reason, though, not for a bad reason.
The good reason is that because it's been promoted so well that things have gone well in terms of signups. Very good. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it'll be a full field, both morning and the way it looks afternoon. And we'll be at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club with the show live from there, 3 o'clock in that afternoon.
Yep, looking forward to that. All right, 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Tim Frazier, who's with the Portland Trailblazers, got there because of the work he did in the D-League. Well, he was named the D-League MVP and Rookie of the Year today. And, look, for Pat Chambers, this is where a lot of people can criticize John Calipari all they want. When he made that statement about, look, my goal is to get 8 draftable NBA players. Well, the university president probably not enamored with that statement. I mean, the university president probably not enamored with the statement. Faculty probably not enamored with that statement. But you know who was enamored with that statement? 17-year-olds looking to go to college. They were enamored with that statement. The guys you're trying to recruit. Because I don't care who it is. It's a high school player in football, high school player in men's basketball. They think that college is the next step to them getting to the show. Now, we all know that 97% to 98.5%, maybe 97% in football, maybe 98.5% in basketball, don't get there. And that degree really becomes important. And usually they find this out. Usually the first week of training camp, I think I better go for that degree. And even then, you don't know what's going to happen. But all of them think that this is the next step to the show. That's what all of them think. Football and men's basketball, when they're being recruited. Well, back to Tim Frazier. Well, when you have an active NBA player, it shows that it's possible to get there from here. Oh, and by the way, we also offer tremendous engineering programs and kinesiology and, 160-plus majors. I mean, it's all part of the experience. But when you're out there recruiting, as much as mom, dad, guardian, grandparent wants to know about, okay, tell me a little bit about your math program, all right? The kid's sitting there thinking, okay, yeah, great about the math program. I've got interest, but, and I'm really interested in like playing in the league LeBron plays in. And it does make a difference. Yeah, you don't think Penn State's lineage of great NFL players, one after another, it's been a big plus. It's been a huge plus over the years. It shows that you can get there from here. Helps. It's a big deal for James Franklin and his staff. Jordan Matthews is so productive with the Eagles. I might have told the story before, I'm not sure. But Dick Girardi, when Tubby Smith won the national championship in Kentucky, it was a huge deal. It was a groundbreaking deal that he did that. You remember, this, of course, is the same Kentucky that started 5 white players in 1966 against Texas Western with 5 African-American players at Coldfield House in College Park in 1966. That Kentucky, the Kentucky of Adolph Rupp. So to have them win the national championship and do so with a coach of African-American lineage. Remarkable. So Dick went down there to do a story about that. This is, 1997? Right around there, I want to say. And he was waiting, and then they come out of the office, and he's with some boosters. And one of the boosters says, "Now, Coach, I know you won the national championship last year," he said, "but you also lost 2 games at Rupp, and you know that's not acceptable." Now, that's the kind of rabid fan base that they do have. Just a fact of life. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that part, I mean, he was sly as a fox when he made that comment. Oh, we're not too worried about SEC championships. We're not too worried about national championships. I mean, those things take care of themselves. I got to get eight guys to the NBA. He's out there talking to 16 and 17-year-olds. He's recruiting when he says that. And that's what they want to hear. So that's one. The next thing is, I mentioned Penn State will be playing DePaul in the inaugural Dave Gavitt Big Ten Big East tip-off tournament. It'll be Tuesday, November 17th at the Jordan Center. And Penn State will be playing in the Las Vegas Basketball Classic December 22nd and 23rd. And I believe it's going to be the Orleans Arena. I believe that's where it's going to be. Kevin has already given me a dollar to get a chip. Really?
No. I just want you to put it in one of the slot machines. It has to be the video slot machine, please.
The what?
It has to be a video slot machine, not one that just spins. That's not as much fun.
Video slot machine?
Yep, video slots.
What's a video slot?
Well, it's a slot machine, but instead of having the wheels that spin, it's actually like a TV screen. It's a video of that simulates it. If I have to explain it, it's not going to work for you.
What? Why then doesn't have to be there?
Why?
As opposed to one that rolls. Why is that so important to you?
Because they're more entertaining.
If you're not there, what does it matter?
Well, I want you to be entertained for me.
No, I'm just going to be blowing yours off and just like, okay, fine, we're done. We got that out of the way.
Just play a hand of blackjack for me there, right? How about that?
Yeah, but no matter what happens, I mean, say one of three hit, you think it's going to be yours?
That's true. You could come back and say, oh, I'm sorry, man. It didn't do anything. I was so sorry about
that. You wouldn't
that.
Believe it, but one I had hit.
but the quarter I put in?
Well, my quarter, well, that was really good. Really good. Yeah. So,
I've heard of this. I've never seen it in Atlantic City, but I've heard stories that there is a room in the Borgata that has $1,000 slots.
Really?
I cannot imagine pulling the lever and watching $1,000 go away. I mean, it makes me nervous when I play a dollar slot and watch it go away.
Sure, I understand that.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe they don't exist. Maybe that's just an urban legend.
I don't. I'm the last person to ask.
That's very true.
I mean, it's not as if I've never, been to casinos or whatever. I've never spent a dime at a casino. I mean, I stayed at... I'm trying to think, where the heck we stay in Atlantic City? I remember the banquet was at Trump's Taj Mahal. That I remember. Al McGuire was the speaker. And then Penn State went out the next day and beat Penn at Boardwalk Hall. And Pete Lisicki at 35. The other game was LaSalle rallied and beat Marquette. That I remember. That was 1995. And maybe it was later than that. Maybe it was 96, 97. Remember, Dicker Phelps was the color analyst on the game because I had a long talk with him before the game about Penn State. And then I did, of course, 2011, I did the games at Mohegan Sun in the arena where I got my brother tickets. And he and my mom, my mom passed away 2.5 years ago, but he and my mom went out and we're in the casino. So I left tickets at the will call window. Right?
Were they there after the game was over?
Yes. And then he said to me, he says, oh, yeah. He said, did you leave us tickets? I said, yeah. He says, Time kind of got away from us.
Like, you know, you'd be surprised how fast that can happen in one of those places, because there's no windows. So you don't really look outside from the casino floor. So you don't really know what time it is. And I remember one of the first times we went out to Atlantic City, you heard, you know, they do announcements, you know, good evening, good evening, good evening, good morning. Like, morning? Well, look at our watch. It's 2:30. Well, this isn't good. We have to drive home yet. I've never seen the sunrise until that moment on the northeast extension of the turnpike. It's a beautiful sight, I might add.
I see. Well, well, we have the Las... But the Las Vegas term is the 22nd and 23rd. Now, I don't know how they're going to work it out in terms of us getting back. I don't know if, like, for example, we come back after the second game, so we come back that night, or we come back the morning of Christmas. I don't know. I'm sort of holding off here at home, telling everybody that the game's at the 22nd and 23rd. We'll cross that bridge when we have to. What do you mean you're flying on Christmas Eve? Oh, I'll be back. Unless there's a major snowstorm. Just go from right from there to a bowl game. What do you think of that?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Just trying to think of everything. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The year was 1915. Thomas Edison was lighting up the countryside. Abigail Geisinger was starting a local hospital. Henry Ford was building the Model T. And J.O. Mertz founded the Sunbury Motor Company.
100 years later, Sunbury Motors has become the most established and recognizable Ford franchise in all of northeastern and central Pennsylvania. In 1915, Sunbury Motors had an inventory of around 10 vehicles. And today, there's over 500 to choose from. They had 2 employees then and almost 200 now. SMC continuously improved for you. Sunbury Motors has a complete service department with a separate diesel shop and quick lane for your convenience. A state-of-the-art body shop and frame and alignment shop, along with one of the largest Ford parts operations on the East Coast. In the past several years, Sunbury Motors has also added the full lineup of Lincoln and Hyundai vehicles. Everyone is welcome to become part of the SMC growing family. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. Thanks, J.O.
Right down the stretch we come, and speaking of which, Dick Girardi will join us to talk about the Kentucky Derby next week. Kevin's always aching to find out where to put his cash on the ponies.
Yeah, speaking of betting, I could use a tip there.
Yeah. Well, things go well enough, maybe we can get you reinstated to the show through the commissioner.
By the way, a quick shout-out to Seth Burke of Shikellamy, who actually was paralyzed a couple of months ago due to a vaccination side effect. He was a soccer player. He's a soccer player for Shikellamy, also the football kicker. He got a chance to run yesterday in track and field, and yes, run. And he did finish second in his heat. So just 4 months from being paralyzed from the waist down from what they diagnosed as GBS, a rare disorder in an immune system that damages nerve cells, he actually overcame all of that and ran 25.4 in his heat, finishing second in the 200 meter.
That's a great, great story. No question.
Now, Seth was one of those kids that was a dual sport player in the fall, came over. Actually, I remember him making a tackle in one of the games, and I've never seen anybody more excited to make a tackle because, you know, not often does a kicker make a tackle, but here's a guy that actually plays soccer and comes over to play football as the kicker and made the tackle. Thought that was a great moment, too.
Yeah, no, it is a great moment. All right, so good news there. Love it. Anthony Zettel named the 215 Lot Impact Trophy watch list. The Pacific Club Impact Foundation
top defensive player in college football, so he's made that watch list. So the watch lists are going to start coming out now. And they'll be out left and right. Awards are fine. I find myself the interest in them dramatically less than, you know, I really don't care who the MVP is in the NBA. I don't really care who's the MVP in Major League Baseball or the NFL, or don't really care too much who the Heisman Trophy winner is. Now, if a Penn State kid were to win it, yeah, okay, that might be, that's a little bit different, because as it's only happened here once. But I don't find it to be as intriguing as it once was. Could be too much. I don't know. I don't know. I end up being more intrigued by who won the championship, as opposed to who the individual player of the year was. Now, I know you're intrigued by that stuff, and I understand. There's nothing wrong with that. Saying I don't find myself as intrigued by that. I mean, I vote for the College Basketball Player of the Year, the Wooden Award, which fine, you know, and then, you know, I'd say 9 times out of 10, I think I've voted now for 30 years on that. I think 9 times out of 10, the guy I vote for does win, but I don't think too much about it. How about that? Now, I do think about it when I vote, because one thing you want to do when you're voting for something, Big Ten Player of the Year, Big Ten Team, First Team, Second Team, Third Team, Wooden Award, things like that, you know, football, basketball, whatever you're voting for, I take great care in voting, because I find that that's a responsibility, and you've got a lot of people that really do care about it. But in terms of being emotional about it, maybe it's just better that somebody like me does vote, because I don't vote with any emotion. I know that shocks you.
No, not really.
But it's better that way. I think it's better that way, voting without emotion. That way I think I can objectively look at everybody and say, okay, this is the way I think it should be. I mean, I think. James Franklin will throw out the first pitch at the Yankees-Orioles game next Tuesday at Yankee Stadium. So, great there. We mentioned that earlier in the show. And the NFL schedule released yesterday. You followed most of it on Twitter. I mean, what were the Twitter comments again? It was...
Most of the comments were where the bye week fell. I was following a lot, obviously, of the Steelers comments, and a lot of those were like, wow, that's a lot of road games at the end of the season. The other thing that, I agree
with...
Wow,
that's a lot of home games before the end of the season.
And the other thing that I've followed a lot, and I agree with the USA Today article, that the Thanksgiving Day games are not intriguing.
But you don't know that.
That's very true. But I think not intriguing because they're not division games. So
why are division games so intriguing? I don't want that part. I don't. I understand the rivalry part, but I mean, if you've got a game, for example, between Seattle and New England, that's better to me than Cincinnati playing Cleveland.
I don't know. I think I'd rather see a good divisional game.
You'd rather watch the Bengals and the Browns as opposed to Brady and Russell Wilson?
Oh, are you kidding? No, that's a torturous game for me because I hope for a scoreless tie.
Man, you'd rather watch the Bengals or the Browns.
It still has to be a good game. Like the Eagles and Cowboys again. That's a divisional game on Thanksgiving Day.